Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are today the special day of Srila Prabhupada disappearance day. So we are sharing our realizations and offerings to Srila Prabhupada. It is all devotees can start. I think first Sitapriti Mataji, are you starting or Supriya Mataji starting? Mataji, please start. Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Mataji, I'll just start and then hand over the call to the others, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Pitam Samsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijasahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitaksha O Krishna Karuna Sindhu Vijayabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanushite Devi Pranamami Hari Devi Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvaiva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Vishnu Vedanta Swami Nityanam Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hi Krishna everyone. So thank you so much everyone for joining. We all will be sharing our realizations today about Srila Prabhupada. I won't take a lot of your time. I just want to summarize. It is very hard to summarize Srila Prabhupada's contribution, but we will just try to put it in words so that we can show our respect and our love for Srila Prabhupada. Abhicharanavind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, as we also know him as Srila Prabhupada, he is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, also known by everyone as the Hare Krishna Movement. His work to be summarized in very short words will be really, really difficult for all of us. For all of us who know, when we are reading on Fridays, when we read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, everybody is literally in tears when we are reading, looking at the achievements and looking at the trouble which Srila Prabhupada has taken for all of us. When we were just trying to summarize it and read through it, it just feels that it is unimaginable and just impossible for a normal human being to accomplish so much and so many things for us in within that 10 to 14 span which he worked thoroughly for propagating the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So please forgive me for anything if I say wrong, but this is just a short offering to him. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, in the years between 1968 to 1977, he dictated total of 22,000 pages of text. This is all his contribution, all his writing for all of us. He translated and wrote purports of 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. The numbers really scare me when I read through this. Reading one verse with purport daily would take a reader 49.31 years to complete. He translated and wrote the purports to the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. If we just read one verse with purport daily, it would take 2 years for us to complete it. He translated and wrote the purports to the 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which means in total 2,170 pages, or 11,555 verses. It's just unimaginable. Reading one verse with purport would take the reader 31.6 years to complete. Reading one page daily would take 5.9 years to complete it. Apart from that, he's also translated the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, teachings of Lord Kapiladev, Sri Shobhanishad, which we all know when those who are doing the Bhakti Shastri. It is such a great blessing for all of us. He created Back to Godhead magazine, which was monthly distributed in 1 million copies. He wrote 7,000 letters to his disciples, which are published in 5 volumes of books. Till now, I remember, like, if there are any instructions which we really need, like, or we want some instructions from Srila Prabhupada, these letters come in handy, like, as if Srila Prabhupada is directly talking to us. And we have that query, and we read that letter, and we know, okay, yes, this is Srila Prabhupada's instruction. And it's so easily followable. Only Srimad Bhagavatam lectures he gave are compiled in 11 volumes of books. Bhagavad Gita lectures are compiled in 7 volumes of his books. His conversations have been compiled in 42 volumes of books. Srila Prabhupada produced innumerable recordings, which we all hear till today. He recorded over 20 musical albums. He taught temple deity workshop, worship, cooking, singing, and almost every aspect of the Krishna consciousness to his disciples. He established 108 temples. We all remember, like, when he was, like, asked about how many temples are going to be built. Like, he said, he gave a certain number, and then he said, where are the temples? He said, they are coming. And they will be coming, and that is the reason he just gave the number of the temples. He was so confident in the mercy of Lord Krishna. He built major centers in Vrindavan, Mayapur, and Bombay. He built Gurukul centers, Brahmacharini ashrams in various places. He inaugurated the Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath in major cities around the globe, in effect breaking the temple to the people. I remember when last time Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was speaking, he also told us about, and also Indradhimna Maharaj, when he was in Dallas, he's looking at the Prasadam room, he told us, like, this is where all the brahmacharis used to sit, and we used to sleep over here when we were at the Prasadam room. So this is, like, it is only because of Srila Prabhupada that these Gurukul centers and Brahmacharini ashrams have started and are still going on. He introduced also the Sunday Love Feast and other Prasadam or the distribution programs that provide millions of free meals to the public. There are so many for Food for Life programs in each and every temple. And there are many of them who really walk down and look at those Food for Life, the Prasadam distribution, because Prasadam, you all know, right, in ISKCON has always been wonderful, and, like, it just attracts so many of these non-devotees as well. He set up farm communities to teach simple living and high thinking, emphasizing cow protection and dependence on God and nature. Srila Prabhupada also commissioned that his artist disciples to produce hundreds of illustrations of Krishna's pastimes based on his meticulous instructions and the description in his books. He directed some of his followers to learn the Indian art of doll making, to present Vedic philosophy through the dioramas. As we all know, the dioramas are a representation in a figurine form of any story or of any katha. He counseled his disciples on complex managerial, philosophical, and personal issues in more than 6,000 archived letters. He was the subject of more than 30,000 archival photos and more than 20 hours of documentary film footages. And that is the reason whenever we see any photo, if you want to take Srila Prabhupada's photo, it's so confusing because each photo of Srila Prabhupada is unique. And then we need to think, oh, should I take this photo or that photo? It's always trying to think about so many wonderful photos of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada also circled the globe 14 times, visiting 24 countries, preaching, inspiring his followers, and making countless public appearances before multitudes of people. He published 147 books. Reading one book monthly would take 13 years. Besides this, he changed lives of many, many people, many disciples. He made of at least 10,000, many of which, like, at least 5,000 of them became his disciples. So his work in words is really very short to explain, and at each and every step of our day of our Krishna consciousness, we are thoroughly indebted to Srila Prabhupada and his mercy upon us. And on his disappearance day, though we say it's his disappearance day, we know all that he lives in his books and he is always present with us. I just would like to share my own experience over here. Is like once I had a hard time chanting, like because of all everything happening, it was getting hard that okay, morning time all the chants were not, chanting was not done. And like in my morning services, where during waking up Srila Prabhupada, when I put the garland around him, I just in his ears I whispered, Srila Prabhupada, please help me chant my rounds properly and thoroughly. And you won't believe, without an alarm, you can wake up. Srila Prabhupada sees to it, if you are having thoroughly faith in him, if you just surrender unto him, and we know we have to surrender unto Krishna, but if we just have that faith in Srila Prabhupada, he will help us in our journey. This was just my realization and few words in the glorification of our grandfather Srila Prabhupada, who is the most merciful for all of us. So I can just ask you all to please share your realizations and glorify Srila Prabhupada in the best way. Hare Krishna. Please excuse me, please, for any offenses when I was reading through it. Hare Krishna. Anybody else who is ready can please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Sita Priti Mataji. It was really nice. Priti Vilasini Mataji, do you want to go next?
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much Sita Priti Mataji, that was very beautiful, listing all the accomplishments of Srila Prabhupada. I just wanted to share a very famous pastime, just meditating on it again. This is one of my favorite pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, very very heart-moving pastime, which I really like. So this pastime is called as Srila Prabhupada's Kadamba Garland. Many of you might be aware of this. This narration is from the Visionary Memory series of Sriman Siddhanta Das Adhikari. It is in remembrance of Sriman Bahushiras Das Adhikari, given in a DVD 44 in volume 3, page 334 of the book Memories, Anecdotes of a Modern Day Saint. I'm just reading. After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, Patita Pavan Das asked if he could assist Satswarup Das Leelamrita project by interviewing people in India who had known Srila Prabhupada, and he went along with Patita Pavan Prabhu to go and interview the devotees who were there with Srila Prabhupada before Prabhupada left for the West. So this is a pastime from there. One of the persons whom they decided to interview during that time was Acharya Prabhakar Mishra. He was Prabhupada's very first disciple. Acharya Prabhakar Mishra was a clean-cut, well-behaved and very articulate. His demeanor impressed the people who had gone to interview him. He held an MA and PhD and was very cultured Sanskrit scholar and teacher. He was in Jhansi at the time Prabhupada had visited him. In Jhansi, Prabhupada had told Acharya Prabhakar, I met you because I saw you in a dream and I know that I was supposed to come here. Prabhupada and he would go to bhajan together. They'd hold Rath Yatra festivals together and they would have programs in the village area in Jhansi. Acharya Prabhakar, this is what he said. He said that on Krishna Janmashtami 1954, he had to go to Delhi. And when he returned to Jhansi, he took a little rest and he woke up at 1 a.m. At 1 a.m., late in the night, he heard Srila Prabhupada ecstatically playing mridanga in the temple. Prabhupada was chanting in total bliss. Acharya Prabhakar went upstairs and saw Prabhupada bouncing around the entire temple room performing kirtan. Prabhupada was wearing a kadamba flower garland that went all the way down to his feet. Kadamba flowers are actually very rare in Jhansi, and when they are available, they are usually available in the size of a small golf ball. But the ones that Prabhupada was wearing that day were very, very big. They were as big as the size of tennis balls. And you said that the atmosphere right down to the atoms in the room was actually not at all material. It was a prakrita. Everything was completely spiritually surcharged. The place was so spiritually surcharged that the fragrance of the heavenly planets was almost felt in that particular room where Prabhupada was dancing. Acharya Prabhakar wanted to ask Prabhupada, where did these garlands come from? Because it's not available in the market. But Srila Prabhupada would never answer. His Divine Grace just kept on performing the kirtan. He was bouncing around the room and he was ecstatically chanting. Then the next morning, Acharya Prabhakar asked Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was, when he could get some time with Prabhupada, he asked Srila Prabhupada, where did you get the garland? Why did it have such a rich fragrance and why were you feeling so blissful? Then Srila Prabhupada told him, I was chanting to Krishna and feeling some love for him. And he appeared and he gave me this garland. I went to touch his feet and he disappeared. Because of that, I was dancing around the temple room. And Srila Prabhupada started crying. Acharya Prabhakar was very believable and the person who was interviewing him felt that he, whatever he told me was valid. He also said that sometimes Prabhupada's mood was to perform kirtan intensely. He would chant on and on for 3 days straight. We hear that sometimes he wouldn't eat for long periods, especially as we all know towards the end of his manifest leela, he would not eat for days together. But remarkably in Jhansi, he was just doing kirtan for a very long period of time without eating or sleeping. And as a result of this bhajanvas, Krishna actually appeared to him personally. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini Mataji. That was really wonderful. Thank you. Who wants to go next? Kamadaki Mataji? Kamadaki Mataji, are you there?
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Do you want to go next?
I just 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes, couple of minutes.
Okay. Vinaya Mataji, do you want to go? Hare Krishna.
Sure, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji, for the opportunity. I just wanted to say thank you to Srila Prabhupada that he have brought, is gone to America, and so that I also came into Krishna consciousness. Before I came to Krishna consciousness, prasadam was the main thing that is really very nice that Prabhupada has introduced. Before, if you see in other temples, prasadam means a small bowl where you get little bit of pulhora or something like that in South Indian temples. But our ISKCON temples, Prabhupada has introduced a Sunday feast which has everything in it. You can go stomach full from the temple. That pleases everybody, and that is the main source that where other devotees are attracted to Krishna consciousness. That's the one thing I really loved in ISKCON first initially, and then that I would like to thank Prabhupada for introducing this Sunday lovely feast for everybody. And I was also thinking about how Prabhupada has written many books and translated in many different languages, and also encouraged the devotees to travel all over the world to preach Krishna consciousness. I was reading Srila Prabhupada traveling. Srila Prabhupada asked Shivananda to travel England. If I'm not wrong, it's England only. Yeah, so there Shivananda was very young, he was traveling to England and he wants to preach over there. When Shivananda was facing difficulties, every letter that Prabhupada has written to them was to encourage. Once Shivananda was telling to, like, Prabhupada wanted to go to England and to help him, but Shivananda was not ready. That also Prabhupada could recognize that, I can understand that you might not have a sufficient amount for the travel trip and all. I can wait, no rush, like that. See, everything is like not by, you know, telling to each other, but only heart readings were going on. It was such a nice, heart touching to read that whole story, how Prabhupada went there and stuff. Gave them motivation, and also how he was teaching each and every single thing, how to cook puri, how to cook everything, what time, what to eat, and not to waste anything. Everything should be used in Krishna services. Like one time, Shivananda has brought the mangoes that were like, you know, almost unripe, and it was so he was thinking that he will not use it, but Prabhupada gave it very nice and very nice thing. Like he said that, you know, peel that and put it in the sugar syrup, and then that becomes like a chutney, you can use it. So everything, you know, you don't have to waste anything. And also, once Prabhupada has seen that outside there were like lot many in the trash can, there was like in England, like they were telling that once a month they just throw the trash, and the trash boxes would be like so much full, and then Prabhupada saw that so many things that can be used for in the temple hall if we clean it. So then Prabhupada told, this can be used, and then when they brought those things and when they clean it and kept it looked very good. So Prabhupada is like always like which can be used in Krishna consciousness. So everything he sees to connect to Krishna. That was very heart-touching. And yeah, Mataji, it's very, very nice to read Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. Thank you to Supriya Mataji for encouraging me to join every Friday to read Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. And also, again, here, Prabhupada's letters that to return to devotees is to encourage them, is to motivate them, and also to not to stop Krishna consciousness anyway. By reading this Prabhupada's letters to different people, when they read these letters, they can encourage. They can get encouraged, and they never get a chance to leave Krishna consciousness. That thought should not come into their mind. Oh, we are dull now. I may leave my Krishna consciousness. Whenever that situation would come, Prabhupada would have written the letter to them. That letter would have given them very much courage to do their practice, even though so many hard struggles are there. And also about the Vyasa Puja homages, usually homage is like to appreciate Prabhupada. If some other people thinks that Guru is himself making appreciate, what is this? Maybe outsiders can think that, but it is a gratitude to Krishna, saying Krishna, thank you. Not only Prabhupada, we are glorifying whole disciple line. So that is important in our spiritual life, to appreciate our Guru who has brought us until here. So whenever we have any difficulties in our spiritual life, the only thing is just to take the shelter of Guru. Without Guru's mercy, we cannot do anything. So so we should always think that, you know, whatever empowerment we are getting is only through our Guru. So I would like to thank Srila Prabhupada for giving all of us this empowerment of preaching, and also progressing our Krishna consciousness, chanting our daily rounds, everything. Thank you, Prabhupada, I would like to say, and I would like to stop. And please forgive me if I've spoken anything wrong. I am just started reading Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita with the encouragement of Bhakti Sangha group and also Supriya Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Vinaya Mataji. That was really good. So, Komaldaki Mataji, would you like to go next? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. If Mataji is not ready, then
I'm ready. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, I was talking on mute.
Oh, Mataji.
On mute. Okay, Mataji, you want to go? You can speak. Then I will. Then I will.
No, Mataji. Come on, Mataji. You can go ahead.
Okay. So, actually, I wanted to read the one verse that applies to Srila Prabhupada. And then I can say something. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, and text number 11. Tad bhag visargo janatag viplavo yasmin pati shlokam avadati patyapi namani anantasya yashonkitani teyat shrinvanti gayanti gilanti sadhava. The translation by His Divine Grace Prabhupada, Srila, on the other hand, that, because this previously it was described about the literature and everything, different things. On the other hand, that literature, which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So, this is what Prabhupada, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he referred as what he would do. So, it's all a prophecy about the Srila Prabhupada that he would do. And I would just also like to say, recite the one pastimes. I don't know if I, am I loud enough? Because I heard the recording of the class, it was so I barely hear. Mataji? Is it Emma? Vinaya Mataji can tell me.
Yes, the last few sentences are loud. Initially it was slow, Mataji.
Oh, should I read it again? Okay.
No, I could hear actually, but I don't know about.
Yeah, Mataji, now it's good.
Okay. So, you know, one pastime that happened in Germany when they were going to install the deity, and Prabhupada was invited. So then Prabhupada went there. And Prabhupada arrived right on time, that 11 o'clock, so he came like 11 o'clock. And as he walked in the temple room, then he saw there was nothing there. So he got angry and he said, where are the fruits? Where are the flowers? All these things, this president is not qualified to lead to do the work here. And so then some devotee went to kitchen and cut up some fruits and brought it. Prabhupada say, what do you mean? You don't know what to do? Why you have this cut fruit? For the decoration of the arena, we have been in the whole fruits. So bring in. And so he was kind of angry. So then there was one boy in the audience who has just started coming to the temple. And people, the devotees who have, they have told him that if you have any problem, just chant Hare Krishna. So if you think some trouble, just chant Hare Krishna. So he was doing that maybe. So, but then he just got up and say, Prabhu, don't get angry. Just chant Hare Krishna. And all the devotees were kind of, they were so much shocked to hear this young person, devotee, talking like this to Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada said, calm down, Prabhupada. Immediately calm down, and Prabhupada said, you know, you are the best one who gives the right instruction. And Prabhupada picked up his beads and started chanting Hare Krishna. And no further, he didn't say anything about that. So this is the pastime. And there's another, like in one time, in, I think it's in a New York airport, Prabhupada was going somewhere, and so so many devotees come there. Also when Prabhupada going somewhere, so and the area was all filled with all the devotees. Whoever is in charge on the airport, that person came and asked, who is in charge here? So then Supanuda Prabhu, he was there. So he said, I'm in charge. See, this is obstructing the traffic. Just you can ask to sit down somewhere or something like that, but do something. So then Supanuda said, all ISKCON devotees, move this way. So Prabhupada also started moving. Then he said, Prabhupada, not you. You have to go too, so that you can stay here. But then he said, I'm also ISKCON person, ISKCON devotee. Like that. And one time, there was a prasadam. For the prasadam, everybody was there. So then, I'm not talking about the airport, the temple. So then, some devotees were not so, announcement was made that all devotees just stand in a line for the prasadam. So Prabhupada also went and stood in a line. So then devotees said, Prabhupada, not for you. It's for him. Say, I'm ISKCON devotee. Like that. So it's very, very Prabhupada is so down to the earth, very, very humble, very, very compassionate, and giving all the answers to any question, answered perfectly. There are so many of those, but I think I will stop here and other devotee also get some, I can get to hear. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. That was really wonderful.
Thank you, Mataji.
Anjana Gopika Mataji, you can go ahead.
Thank you so much, Komadiki Mataji, for sharing beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji, giving this opportunity. Namo Vishnu Mataya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pachayate Dasatarine. First of all, I really pay my obeisances to all the devotees and His grace, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Mataji, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I really want to share one pastime. It's a big pain. There was, I think in Detroit temple, I'm not sure, and Prabhupada used to go morning walk every day, and then near the booth, there one person used to sit, means sleep. He was very dirty, and then he was not well dressed, and he was drunkard also. And then everybody used to call him Big Pen, and then they used to head means do the head him, and then they make sure he will not toss Srila Prabhupada while walking, you know. And then every time when he was walking, he wanted to toss Srila Prabhupada, and every time devotee, they wanted to make sure he could not toss Srila Prabhupada like that. And but one day he was really grabbed Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, and then he was he want to get that mercy. And then Prabhupada said to all the devotees, it's okay, all right, please come, baby, please come. And he was so compassionate to that person. His name is Pickpen, and he said, bring him in the temple. And then they got it. Actually, because of his drunkard condition, he was completely even unconsciousness. He actually fully not aware of his condition. And then actually Prabhupada wanted him to come in the temple, and then he told the devotees, give him nice bath and give him good dress, and then give him nice prasadam, you know. And he started by doing this, he started reviving his good consciousness, and his health become very good. And then he started doing all the activities, and then also he really became very nice devotee. And then he started going to the even book distribution, that is in Maharaj here, this pastime in the Prabhupada, I think, memories. And then he was going, even Prabhupada gave initiation to him, Prasad Das or something. And when he was doing book distribution, and he just, when his whole bag he used to take, and then he used to come very fast, you know. And then they asked all the devotees, even Indradumna Maharaj, he was also there. And then they asked, how you distribute all this book? And then I didn't say anything. Just I said, Prabhupada saved my life. Prabhupada saved my life. He just said like that, and he said, Prabhupada saved my life. And actually, I was also thinking how Prabhupada saved our life, and how he created whole society, whole this association, whole devotees. I'm really, really grateful. And I really pray to Srila Prabhupada. Hope I am become a small way, somehow other we can become an instrument in his mission. Mataji, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Anjana Gopika Mataji, for a very nice first time. Sundaranand Prabhuji, do you want to go ahead? Hare Krishna. Damodaranand Prabhuji, are you there? Yes, Prabhuji, you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for this opportunity. I will share my little experience and extreme gratitude to Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. So my first encounter with Prabhupada was in Sweden, a city called Lund. I had gone there for a visit when I was working in Middle East. So I met one person of Indian origin in the hospital, and he took me to an ISKCON center. And I had no idea about ISKCON. I grew up in India, and I was in school and college during the period of Prabhupada in America. So my first encounter with Mahamantra was frankly in a movie in which there was a song, Dam Maro Dam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. And I had never heard of Mahamantra. I had never even heard of Bhagavatam. I knew Bhagavad Gita because my father used to read, but never heard of Bhagavatam. So totally ignorant in material life. Obviously, I had a good job and good life materially. So I went there, and there I saw in the center they had a vigraha of Prabhupada. And I was really fascinated by looking at it. It was a small vigraha, and obviously Prabhupada was sitting in his famous pose, looking up at Krishna. So, but I did not know who Prabhupada was and what he had done, but I was very impressed that there was an ISKCON center in Sweden and there were devotees, Swedish devotees, Prabhus, Matajis, and small children dressed up in Vaishma dress. So I was there for a few days, but I guess it was not my time because nobody talked to me about the philosophy or the Mahamantra. The person who took me to the center was not a devotee. He just knew that there was a temple there. So he took me there. So I came back to Middle East, continued to work there. Then one devotee actually came to work in a hospital, and he introduced me to Mahamantra. But I stayed there for very little time, and then I came to United States. So I guess it was not my time to be enlightened. So when I came to United States again, I was going through the same process. I had to re-credential, get certification and the license for America. The time went on, and then when we finally moved to this town of Bloomington, I came in association with the devotees, and then, you know, I came to know the philosophy, the regulative principles, the shastras, and the chanting, and then I took to the process, like the fish takes to water. Then we visited New Vrindavan with the family. So the whole family got united. My son, who grew up in Saudi Arabia, and then here in the United States, we could not give them the children the proper knowledge of our Sanatana Dharma. We take them to some temples, and there they will see Lord Ganesha, Durga Mata, but we were not able to explain our philosophy to them clearly, and they were always confused looking at the various devatas and the devis. So when we came in contact with the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, everything became crystal clear. And my quest for, I guess, many lives found an answer. So this way, I think I am forever grateful to Srila Prabhupada, what he has done for people, especially in the United States, which is supposed to be the epitome of material life, to bring this knowledge and the teachings of a Vedic scripture and the process of chanting, which is very unique. So that's all I want to say today for this great personality. Thank you very much for listening to me. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for sharing your realization. It was really nice. Thank you. Sundarananda Prabhuji, are you there? Okay. Sundar Haridas Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Okay, Srinivas Prabhu. Krishna Kumari Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
This is Siddharth Mataji. My dad is not here.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. So, Krishna Mataji, Kumari Mataji. Yeah, yeah, you can speak, Mataji.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. I am not a good speaker, but I can say a little bit about Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारे जय श्रील प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद ही इज अ सेंट दैट ही कैन ब्रिंग ही हैड बिल्ड द पैलेस फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस एंड वेयर द होल वर्ल्ड इज लिव And we are very grateful for his ISKCON that he teach so many things and he give us so many things. Each and everything is his instruction. We can get little bit from that. We can learn so much. And I appreciate that. And Prabhupada has always instructed his disciples to eat only healthy food stuff which will be beneficial for the body and mind. Not only that, but he have also instructed that whatever they eat must be first offered to the Supreme Lord Krishna for his pleasure and then they can take the remnants which are called prasadam or mercy. Mercy of the Lord. We are very practical. Whatever is necessary for the maintenance of the body and mind, we will accept. And thank you so much for giving this life meaning. And I can remember that one time that in early days when Prabhupada visited some temples, like one temple to another temple, then so many devotees comes there and they meet with, like Prabhupada don't have that much time, but Prabhupada can see, like he gave us this morning program so everybody can gather and appreciate Prabhupada, do deity worship. He has teach us devotional service, how to dress, how to worship deities. So that time when kirtan was going on, one devotee, he was like in a kirtan, he was jumping so much. So after the kirtan, Prabhupada called the devotee and asked, why he was jumping that high? So that devotee said, Prabhupada, then you can see me. Like that time, if some devotee, like when Prabhupada was giving lecture, and when Prabhupada see the devotee's eye to eye, then that devotee were very happy. And that devotee said, Prabhupada, that you can see me, that's why I was jumping that high. So Prabhupada said, as soon as you join the ISKCON, all the devotees is get my mercy. And I can say on this day that I always can remember this and stay in ISKCON and appreciate Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for your realizations. It was really nice. Thank you. Radha Damodar Prabhuji, would you like to go next?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. Yeah. I will try to speak few words. My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you and all glories to Guru and Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhagavad Srimadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhinamne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prajarini Nalvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshadarini. Thank you Srila Prabhupada for accepting me as a part of your movement. Before we came to this con, we were suffering very badly due to all the association with regular people. Because of you, now we have a society of devotees who have just one aim, that is to become Krishna conscious all the time. When I read Srila Prabhupada's diaries that I receive every day by email, I could understand the struggle Srila Prabhupada has gone through to establish this organization. He was such a humble person who had to tolerate so much of nonsense and various hardships. Of course, all these events are glorious pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. When I read Giriraj Maharaj's book with the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, I could not just stop reading. They were so nectarian stories, and I'm relishing it every time. And that is helping me to keep track of my Krishna conscious activities. That's all the few words I just wanted to remember during this time. Thank you once again for all your contributions to the whole society. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji, would you like to say something? Few words? Hare Krishna. Are you there, Prabhuji? Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu, are you there?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanur Pranam. Sorry, I was out.
Okay. Would you like to speak, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. So thank you so much for all the wonderful realizations and offerings for Srila Prabhupada. So I would like to touch upon one point that stands very clear throughout the life of Srila Prabhupada. So we can see that how when he first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he was defeated by him, he later says that even in the first meeting he has accepted him as his guru. Then he was actually initiated after 12 years, and when someone asked him like he had to wait for so long, he had told that he felt he was not qualified to become his disciple. So, and then we know how he has met him only a few times, and then he wrote to him, and just a few days before his ending his leela here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had written him a letter asking him to print more books. And he had taken that up so much during the Grahastha life also. We can see that how he was always helping the Gaudiya Math in wherever, whichever city he was in, inviting preachers to speak. And in towards his, when he was in Vanaprastha, he almost made this Jhansi the League of Devotees. He spent more than a year there, and that's where we heard that wonderful pastime of Prabhakar Mishra happen. So that didn't work, and then he was going into many Gaudiya Maths in Delhi, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, staying and there doing services, especially printing of the magazines. We read a letter, it was so moving, that he would ask that I wanted to go and get donations, but I have only torn dhotis, so is it okay if I can buy two nice set of clothing so that I can be presentable to meet big people in the society and get their support for this magazine, and he wanted to make it like a Time magazine. So much was his really simple life that, and then he was his high thinking throughout his life, and how he got the dream twice or thrice that it was when this happened. I think when he was in Calcutta, and one Maharaj was staying upstairs. His upstairs was fully for preaching and hosting devotees. So even in the dead of the night, that dream was so powerful that he had come and knocked. I think Sridhar Maharaj and woke him up and said that, our Prabhupada came in the dream and asking me to take sannyas right now. So Sridhar Maharaj says that he has convinced him to go and lie down and they can discuss later. And when he was discussing later, he had told him that how, if he takes sannyas now, how it will affect the preaching there and his relationship with the family and society. And then he put it off, and again the second time it came, and I think, I'm not sure if it was the third time, then the next morning he was not there in the house and there was a commotion. That's how he left the house. And he took sannyas, and then in Vrindavan, we knew that how from Vrindavan he was commuting to Delhi. He was walking to save money and trying hard to print back to Godhead magazines and personally selling them almost for no money. And the printer would wonder, what is it that it keeps going, that he gets nothing from this and nobody reads, nobody is interested, but he still kept going. So, and then, you know, his bold step of coming here to US, and in the initial days when somebody would ask what's his mission, he would say that there are books and temples, but only the time that's separating it from us. He was so confident throughout, and one thing that was pushing him throughout was his dedication to his spiritual master. And that dedication comes from, you know, from the heart, and that is the spiritual love that's between the guru and disciple is beyond time and space. That much we can, you know, understand. And he had always said that my Guru Maharaj is personally there with me many times. And I heard from the lecture of my Guru Maharaj that whenever the disciples asked him to talk about his Guru Maharaj, his eyes would fill up and he would say that, what can I say about him? He's a Vaikuntha man. So nothing much he could say. So just like we can see that, you know, Sukadeva Goswami avoided taking the name of Radharani, only that he would not be able to continue this. We can see that Srila Prabhupada's heart was filled with love for spiritual master, that just by the mention of his name, he could not, you know, reveal much details. Of course, here and there he kept telling, but that's what the disciples observed in him, that what makes him come here and, in the foreign land, undergo so much trials and tribulations. Once he wrote a letter to Sali when he was in the Yoga Mishra, that studio, and then he was moved to one bare 8x10 room with not even windows, and it had no bathrooms. So every morning he had to walk 10 blocks to use the bathrooms, and then, you know, he would cook in Mishra's kitchen and the apartment, cook for him also and offer. And he was like that. I mean, cannot imagine the austerities that he underwent. And he wrote a letter at that time to Sally, which she personally told it in the reunion of Srila Prabhupada disciple in New Vrindavan. They had called her. She's about 82 years back. So she said that he wrote her a letter telling that, you know, sometimes I don't get to sleep in the night because of night starvation, because there's nothing, you know, properly he had eaten in the day. And in one lecture he had told that many times he went back to find out when there is a return ship going to India. But then, you know, he convinced himself, let me pull along some more time. and he had to deal with the culturally so downtrodden people of the whole planet. I mean, where is he coming from and where is their culture? You know, if we read what all happened in the 26th Second Avenue, we couldn't but just cry. How, you know, with all this, one thing that kept pushing him going was his love for his spiritual master and the dedication. And that's what he did. He continued to write books in the last, till the last breath. We know that he went back to God at 7:30 in the evening, and then in the morning also he was translating the 10th canto, I think 14th chapter, and they were taking down dictation. So, and we can see that, this is something that we can observe, and his disciples have observed this, that his love and dedication for his spiritual master stands supreme. That is a real attachment. That means that, you know, one is not conditioned by the body. One is, this is being Krishna conscious. So we can see the same kind of reciprocation among his disciples. When we see our Maharaj, many of our spiritual masters and the sannyasis who visit us, and, their stories of how they came. Chandramouli Maharaj was sharing how he came and how they used to attend the Sunday program in the New York temple. And then he came to New Vrindavan in a truck and a bus and stayed there. And there was a picture in my house when he visited. And he said that he and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj used to be in the Brahmachari ashram. And for 4 years, they never left the ashram. So this altar was there where, Prabhupada is offering prayers, and he has cleaned the altar. So he was telling that, I remember cleaning the altar and the base and the room so well that once Maharaj used to, I think Radhanath Maharaj mentioned that for the 4 years, the only lady that they saw was Subhadra Mai. And how much... it's cold there, and now also even New Vrindavan is so remote. At that time, they all took the, I wouldn't say it a pain, the pleasure of dedicating oneself to Guru. And so much we can see that, and Prabhupada also wrote to them, and Prabhupada used to cry when thinking about their dedication and their service attitude, without which the movement wouldn't have expanded so much in 10-11 years. That he would say something and they would get it done. He would even think of something and they would get it done more than what he wanted to do. So that was the spirit. And right now, like even Adi Gadadhar Prabhu shared the other day, that many of them are in the senior citizens' home, but they don't have a good pension, because in the youth they have not paid taxes. They did not work anywhere, so they are living in very meager pensions just to keep it running. And we saw one such Prabhu, Pita Prabhu from Atlanta. So like this way, they have dedicated their youth, their everything to Srila Prabhupada, and it is for us to see and imbibe this one mood of dedicating ourselves and, everything to the spiritual master's mission. So on the disappearance day, I've heard that it's very good if we remind ourselves of his mission in the life, and then what more to how we can help expanding the mission. So today, I'm joining all of you in offering heartfelt prayers to our grandfather, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and our spiritual masters who are very kind to accept us in their glorious lineage, that may they bless us with this dedication, with this love for the spiritual master, and mission, so that we all remain cooperatively together, dedicated to this mission throughout our life. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It was really amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Yeah, please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji and Prabhuji. So, thank you for the opportunity. Of course, I'm not qualified at all, but I would like to share a few realizations by Prabhupada's disciples. And this is Shruti Rupa Mataji, whom I heard yesterday, and they are in Vrindavan. And she was talking about her life, how it was with Srila Prabhupada towards the end of his Leela. And she was in charge of cooking, and she was doing it so nicely. And Prabhupada was really pleased with her, but towards the end of his Leela, he was not eating at all. So Mataji had that service, and that service was kind of going, and she was so much morose that at one point of time, she thought of giving her her life. So that's the dedication she had for her guru, that, you know, without the service, she wanted to give her life. And then she was crying so profusely, so intensely, and she was praying to Radharani, asking for service for her dear devotee Srila Prabhupada. And then one day, one brahmachari called Mataji, asking, you know, Srila Prabhupada was asking for kachori and samosa just in 45 minutes. And Mataji, as if she got her life back, she went into the kitchen and prepared it on time. And then sent it to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada had asked her to come into the room. And then Srila Prabhupada, who had become so bony because of not eating for weeks, Mataji started seeing him, Srila Prabhupada so bony, Mataji started crying. And then Prabhupada said, you know, I have not eaten for weeks, but I am eating your preparation. Mataji was so happy and morose both, because seeing Prabhupada in that condition was very hard for her, and she hasn't seen her for weeks because she didn't have her service. And she was so upset too. And then Mataji mentioned to Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, I have been praying to Radharani. And before she could finish her sentence, Prabhupada said, I know. And years later, after Prabhupada's disappearance, Mataji had mentioned this to Yamuna Mataji. And then Yamuna Mataji said that, you know, by your prayer to Radharani, you have compelled Srila Prabhupada to take your service. And one more pastime of Bhakti Charu Swami, I would like to say with Srila Prabhupada, that towards the end of his Leela, Srila Prabhupada was very, very weak, and Maharaj was so upset and so worried that, you know, Prabhupada gave us the Maha Mantra, and he himself was not able to chant the holy names. And Prabhupada was very, Bhakti Charu Swami was so upset and worried for Srila Prabhupada. And then he mentioned this to one of Srila Prabhupada's god brother. And then his god brother says, you just bring some charnamrat and put it into his mouth. And as soon as Bhakti Charu Swami did it, he saw that Prabhupada's tongue was moving and chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then the god brother said that he doesn't need the charnamrat, but so that you know that Prabhupada never stops chanting. So yes, Mataji, I don't have enough words to express my gratefulness to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. It was really nice. Thank you. Okay, if nobody is there, Supriya Mataji, you can go ahead.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Srinivas Prabhu?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. Sorry, Mataji.
No, yeah.
Little away when you called me at that time. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, so Prabhuji, can you say something about Srila Prabhupada?
I'm not qualified, Mataji, but I'll try to just give some realization of how, you know, I got into Krishna consciousness a little bit, and, you know, I just pray, you know, Prabhupada on his disappearance day that, you know, he'll help me to, you know, do whatever, like Laltangi Mataji said, you know, I was reminding all the call, like, you know, what I'm doing and what I need to do with all your devotees, what are all the realizations you are talking about. So I hope that will help me and to, you know, do my best and, you know, get some mercy from all Prabhupada and all the devotees around. So I just was recollecting, like, you know, first time when I got into, you know, touch with Krishna consciousness, I was non-devotee, just visiting. Parents were coming for the first time to the country. My son, first year, 1 year old, 2007. We just went, like, you know, okay, we got to know some temple is there in these woods on the hill of Wheeling. So I was living in Virginia, so we just went there as if to know, okay, what is this place, you know, I heard about it. So we booked a cottage also just to stay overnight. We didn't know because everybody said, like, if you go up, you know, it's not advisable to come down in the dark and all that. So, but when we went there, you know, for last first 10 minutes in the temple, I was thinking, okay, some person is sitting there. Why is he sitting there? I didn't realize until 10 minutes that it is not the person, but it is the Vigraha of Prabhupada. I was just thinking, okay, Krishna Bhagavan, everybody is here, but why is the person sitting there in the temple? So it was so realistic, and I was really shocked, and I was thinking the whole day, I really thought it was a person sitting there for some reason. And we stayed overnight, and we saw that night the Swan Festival, and, you know, I was looking at Kirtaniyas, Kirtaning and all that. So I was meditating, what is it? So to be frank, nothing, you know, I went there, we came back visiting, but Prabhupada's mercy that after that visit, he wants us to, you know, come back to Krishna consciousness or whatever, I think that way, because no way I was expected to come back to Richmond after 6 years. I was supposed to go to somewhere else, but I don't know. If such thing happened, I was repenting, why this happened to me, why I'm coming to Richmond. I was supposed to go somewhere else, but I came to Richmond because Prabhupada wants me to come to the association of a devotee who was my colleague. And again, I started to know about Krishna consciousness and ISKCON. And here I am after almost like from 2013 to, you know, 5 years, almost 6 years. But still then, after 2013, for a couple of years, I was just on and off going to, you know, festivals, the Sunday feast program, even though the devotee used to ask me every Friday, you know, please come down. But, you know, we were on and off. But luckily, you know, with my wife and my kids getting understanding Krishna consciousness, we started regularly going from after a couple of years. So I just feel that it is all mercy of Srila Prabhupada. The day in 2000, I still remember that day. I first went to Wheeling Temple near Vrindavan. So I'm as I said, like, you know, with all the devotees' help from Richmond as well as Charlotte, now in downtown and in Dallas right now, I'm trying to do my best to, you know, get into Krishna consciousness and, you know, read Prabhupada's books. And today, with all the devotees on the call, on his disappearance day, I wanted to, you know, take this pledge of starting reading the Leelamrita, because all Matajis are talking about all the pastimes from the Leelamrita. So I haven't read it. I have the books, but I haven't read it. So I started. So I'll definitely, you know, start today with my kids, starting the Leelamrita, and read every day a little bit of from the Leelamrita. That's my pledge for Srila Prabhupada on his disappearance day. And I just ask his mercy and blessings to bless me on this day. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was really nice pledge. And thank you so much. Supriya Mataji, would you like to go now?
Hare Krishna, Shamagauri Mataji. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share my realizations and pay my respectable homage to our grandfather Srila Prabhupada. And before starting this class, I want to thank Sitapriti Mataji also. Last night she called me and she reminded me and she asked me to share my realizations. Thank you so much, Sitapriti Mataji. And I pay my obeisances to all the exalted devotees who are present on this call and pay their sincere, respectful homage to our Srila Prabhupada. So before starting my real homage, I would like to pay my obeisances. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parshyashyate Shatarane Shri Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So thanks again, once again, to all the exalted Matajis and Prabhujis who are present on this call. And I would like to start my homage to Srila Prabhupada, who is our spiritual grandfather. So I feel like I'm insignificant person to share or pay my homage to Srila Prabhupada. Because there are so many instructions. While reading Leelamrita, I came to know each and every word in Leelamrita is very, very precious. They are like gemstones. We cannot escape any word. Starting from his birth to his last breath, how he started his life, how he spent each and every moment in Krishna's service, and how he molded the people who came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. That is very important. Not only Srila Prabhupada, the people who came and contacted for a while also, they are totally changed into spiritual bodies, spiritual souls. So there are so many pastimes, and we can get so many lessons from Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita after reading that. How he was dedicating his life each and every minute, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, doing services, being punctual, doing exercises, morning walks are very much important, and morning talks also. While walking also, he is not wasting his time, and while sleeping also, he is in the mood of remembering Krishna always, and translating books, preaching, every moment he is utilizing. When he is traveling also, he is preaching about Krishna consciousness to people who are near him. So in this connection, I would like to share some pastimes. So one of the pastimes I was much connected was like when Srila Prabhupada was in London. So his daily routine was to brush his teeth with eucalyptus sticks. So at that time, Krishna Das was his disciple who is attending all his morning routines. So on his day to pluck eucalyptus branches for brushing of Srila Prabhupada, he went near the eucalyptus tree and he was plucking. So at that time, a police cop came. And the police cop came and they caught him. So while he was cutting this. So immediately Srila Prabhupada interrupted and said, you people came to India, you have plunged everything, all the resources, all the precious things, and we are just taking small twig, you are making big scene out of this, and because of this strong argument, police person could not talk, and he immediately went away without telling any word against Srila Prabhupada. That was his strong, points to interrupt if there is any bad thing is going on. And there was another story. We can see how Srila Prabhupada is very much attracted to Ratha Yatra festivals. So from childhood, he used to conduct Ratha Yatra festivals, and it is not confined to India. It has, because of his strong devotion, he made this Ratha Yatra festivals throughout the world. So now we can see in each and every part of the world celebrating Ratha Yatra festivals in millions and millions. So it has become a big festival, irrespective of religion, irrespective of caste, creed, everybody children, old age people, middle age people, men, women, all are participating and taking the mercy of lordships of Lord Jagannath. So that is the main thing. And while he was doing this, in his childhood, his sister Bhavatarini, who he called as Pishimi, very sweetly, so was his most dear accompanying person doing all these activities. So when Bhavatarini grew up and when she got married, so her husband was not that much very nice person, and he was against all these things, and he was like doing all kind of illegal activities and having all the, what we can say, against all the natural activities. So Bhavatarini came to Srila Prabhupada and she was telling all these things about her husband, how he is behaving. So Srila Prabhupada, without telling about, he handed over the dolls which he used to play in his childhood times and told Bhavatarini just to continue his devotion towards his lordships and everything will become normal. So as told by Prabhupada, Bhavatarini has taken this dolls and doing her devotional service with utmost sincerity. So gradually with Bhavatarini's sincerity towards the lordships and even not telling any word against her husband gradually noticed how tolerant she became. Whatever he is doing, she is not telling a word and she is continuing for the good of her husband. Seeing all these tolerance and devotion and praying for husband's goodness, husband at some point had become a devotee of Bhavatarini and he stopped all these illegal activities and he became a very nice person at the end. So there's a gradual change of doing devotional practices and devotional service to the lordships, we can see. And Prabhupada is against divorce in a marriage. So in Prabhupada's opinion, there should be a counselor, marriage counselor. He is a very good marriage counselor and there is a no word of divorce in his in his association. So he gradually changes everybody. So another pastime I want to share of Bhakti Charu Maharaj with Srila Prabhupada. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj was one time going out for market to bring some vegetables for Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada specifically told to bring bitter melon or karela for his curry. So as usual, Bhakti Charu Maharaj went and he brought all the vegetables and he did all the good job. And he handed over the things. And Prabhupada asked, "Did you bring all the vegetables, whatever I asked?" And he said, "Yes, yes, I brought everything, whatever you told in the list, Prabhupada." And Srila Prabhupada again asked, "Did you bring everything? Are you sure?" Then again, Bhakti Charu Maharaj got that he missed karela. But because to avoid chastisement of Srila Prabhupada, at that moment he told, "Yes, I brought it." But he did not bring and he know that. He immediately went to the market and searched throughout the market, but he could not get karela. So he was so nervous, so frightened. So he was unable to take the chastisement of Srila Prabhupada. He immediately went to garden area and he stand in front of a tree and he prayed immensely to Krishna to give at least 2 karelas for Srila Prabhupada. So with his immense prayers, Krishna was pleased and he gave 2 karelas to Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So he was saved. That was very interesting story. I was very much moved by the story. And another pastimes, like we have known that how Srila Prabhupada is very much moved, or he was very much interested in his initial days in the freedom movement. So he was moving closely with Gandhi and he want to take a much greater part in the freedom movement. But after meeting his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, then he realized that that is not the actual movement we should fight. We should fight for the spiritual soul to get or go back to Godhead. After that, he realized that. So immediately he stopped that in Gandhi's movement and he take on this spiritual movement to liberating the souls and making all the souls to reach to Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan. Then again we can see from Lilamrita reading, wherever he goes, he keeps on telling the importance of education, how modern education is giving what kind of bad things or bad environment, or what we can say, it is not in a proper good channel, giving the proper values and principles and proper wisdoms to children. He tells every time this modern education is a slaughterhouses, killing all the sensitivity, all the wisdom, all the good consciousness in children. So he goes on criticizing the modern education, and he gives the importance of Gurukula systems. So where children are raised from their childhood in the Krishna conscious manner, and he gives more importance of Krishna Krida. So Krishna Krida is playing with Krishna's toys, Krishna's dolls, and every time in the Krishna Krida, the people are engaged in devotional service, doing devotion to Lord while playing also. So these are the kind of things he was telling to children to have from their childhood, so that they can have this consciousness, good consciousness from their childhood onwards. And again, we can see how he was blaspheming scientists also. There was a good talks between Srila Prabhupada and Bob, and there was also good talks between Mr. Matthews. And we can see how he is raising direct questions to scientists. Can scientists produce any living cell, at least one cell, without taking whatever Krishna has provided? Because scientists are making advancement with whatever Krishna has given in nature. So Srila Prabhupada is telling, remove all the things and can you produce at least one atomic cell with your scientific knowledge? So he is having these strong questions to people in the scientific area. And we can see some more points, like how he is meeting politicians at that time. So he was meeting Indira Gandhi also, and how he is telling Indira Gandhi to have politicians who are in Krishna consciousness mood, who have the basic knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, who have the basic knowledge of Bhagavatam, so that they can build Krishna conscious society. So if there is a kind of this consciousness in politicians also, there will be no kind of disturbances in any area of the country or society. So, and again at the point while meeting Indira Gandhi, he requested for the citizenship of the American people who came to India and who want to spread Krishna consciousness and who want to take the part in the activities in the Juhu temple or Navadvip Dham or Mayapur. He want to take the citizenship to all these devotees who came from America, and Srila Prabhupada lovingly called them as white dancing elephants. And we can see some more past times. There are so many past times. So now, as there is now, we are in the month of Kartik, and so I got to remember one pastime. So in his last days, Srila Prabhupada became very fragile, very weak, and he is not taking any food. He was mostly on liquids only. So at that time, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj is mostly taking care of Srila Prabhupada. So as the month of Kartik, Srila Prabhupada has desire of doing Govardhan Parikrama. So at that fragile condition also, he want to do Parikrama on a bullock cart. So he want to make the bullock cart with a what we can say, soft bed. He want to lay down and he want to do parikram also. And at this point, there was a kind of disturbances between Tamal Krishna Goswami and other devotees, because some devotees are concerned about Srila Prabhupada's health, because in this condition he cannot do this parikrama. So at whatever stage, at whatever what we can say, capacity, Srila Prabhupada wanted to do his devotional service. He is teaching with his life example that at any point of life we should not avoid Krishna. At any point we should not be, we should not avoid this. Always we have to remember him. And coming back to his early days, after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is going back to Godhead and he was no more on this planet, there was a big collapse or division in the Gaudiya Math, and there were became two groups. And from the two groups, Srila Prabhupada could not get much help, and he was not having much support from his god brothers. In spite of so many disturbances in Gaudiya Math also, he has taken the word of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and traveled to America. And he, from there also, he faced very difficult situations. He lived in Sally Agarwal's home, and he has a, and in that home also, we can see that the fridge, refrigerator, which Sally Agarwal's home is of, full of meat. So seeing that also, he compromised. He compromised. He was never agitated, or he never got disappointed, or he never got like, what is the kind of a place I'm staying. His main ambition, his main mood was to take his spiritual master's word. In that condition also, he used to have his groceries in the place where the meat is there. He used to clear some room and keep the foodstuffs and cook for himself and give the prasadam to whole family with whom he is living. So this is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. At any place, he never compromised of his mission. And from there also, he used to stay in yoga studio. From there also, we can see how of the people are against Srila Prabhupada mission. And from there we can see how his important things are being stolen. His only one typewriter from which he is typing, he is translating. So there are so many difficult situations, so many conditions are against him. In despite of his so many conditions, his courage, his strong belief not to go or step back, he is moving front, whatever it is condition. And we can see there are like when coming back to India, it is like I used to recollect like Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela is another very important thing where so many sadhus are coming and taking in the holy river of Yamuna, Triveni Sangamam, Ganges, Bath and everything. So from there also we can see how Srila Prabhupada with his disciples having pandal program there, conducting preaching sessions and distributing lakhs of books, distributing prasadams to the people whoever they are. And in that cold condition also, he wakes up 3 o'clock, do his morning routine, kirtan and everything. And after doing all this, he became ill. Despite of his illness also, he never stopped. He did Sankirtan program. He did all the necessary things to propagate Krishna consciousness in that big Kumbh Mela also. And not only that, we can see how he was very much concerned about Juhu temple construction also. So now and then he travels there and he follows the construction, and he is very much taking what we can say, importance in managerial activities, how the things are going on. So Srila Prabhupada every time instructs his disciples, if you are taking care of managing things at every aspect of the movement, then I can do my translation work very nicely. So he is taking care of all these things. And again, coming to his qualities, immense qualities, we cannot
count how many qualities Srila Prabhupada has had. Like we can say how he has best cooking skills. He teaches Yamuna Devi, Jadurani, how to cook best quality of prasadam with whatever ingredients they have. How to make best dishes. And we can see how he instructs Jadurani about painting. How to make painting for the pleasure of Krishna, but not for the pleasure of art lovers. And we can see how he is teaching Sanskrit lessons to Pradyumna. So Pradyumna is basically, we all know that he is from English background, but teaching Sanskrit to people who have never heard is like a big mammoth task, and he has teaching with it very easily to Pradyumna. And in the same way, Pradyumna is understanding because he had got a good teacher like Prabhupada. And we can see like farming activities, how he teaches how to do farming and how to take care of cattle like cows, buffaloes. And we can see how he instructs cleaning of temple, how to do the deity worship from morning Mangalati to night. So all these things he, what in whatever lifestyle, like 14 years he spent there, in 14 years he did not even, what we can say, lost 1 minute, whatever place, even in traveling also, in train, aeroplane, bus, anywhere he used to instruct his disciples. And when disciples are praising Prabhupada, he is telling, I don't need your praises, I want your actions. You should all do your actions, you should all implement whatever I am telling. And we can see another important aspect, how he is giving importance of women empowerment in ISKCON temples also. So at that time, many people, many devotees are getting like Upendra, Pradyumna, Satswarup Maharaj, Umapati, Krishna Das, Raya Rama. So to name few, all are getting initiations. And Jadurani and Yamuna Devi are not getting any second initiation. They were a little bit depressed because of they are not getting second initiation. But Srila Prabhupada know their heart and gave them the second initiation very next day. So they were very much happy with the Srila Prabhupada's encouragement of women in this ISKCON movement also. There are so many Matajis to discuss about Srila Prabhupada's leelas. I feel I am very insignificant. There are so many pastimes when I read Leelamrita. And only I am covering only few, but I don't want to take much time. There are more devotees on the call also. But thank you so much. And if there are any shortcomings, any mistakes, or any overcoming of points, please forgive me, Matajis. My sincere request to all the Matajis. And thank you so much, Shyamagauri Mataji, again giving me this opportunity to share and present my homage to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Supriya Mataji. Very, very nice, heartfelt offering filled with pastimes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Laltangi Mataji.
Thank you so much, Supriya Mataji, for beautiful homage and beautiful pastimes. And we could remember the Friday class that you take every Friday towards Srila Prabhupada Leelas.
Hindu Mataji left or she's there?
We have to check, Mataji, I don't know. Hare Krishna, Hindu Mataji, are you there on the call? I think she left, Mataji. She's not there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mataji. Yeah, thank you, Supriya Mataji.
Is there anybody who would like to share their homage to Srila Prabhupada?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, all of you. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Actually, this is Divya Manjari Devidasi. I didn't prepare for homage, but I just want to say a few lines. there are it's an ocean, you know, it's an ocean of word to say about Srila Prabhupada. But what to say, I have very little words. So one thing I want to say, thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada. This is the day when you disappear, so we become actually anath. Anath means who don't have anybody, but by Bapu, by body, he went, but he left so much for us. He is there in front of us in his books. His disciples are there for guiding us. His lectures are there. But we really miss you, Srila Prabhupada. In every temple we saw you. Actually, this is my experience that when I visited first time ISKCON temple, I don't know anything about Srila Prabhupada, and I saw a person sitting there, and I thought this is in so many temples there are some people who give pravachan, who give lectures, and people are sitting there and listening to them like that. So I was thinking like that, maybe lecture is going on, from far side I saw that. And then I enter into the temple and I saw that, oh my God, this is a statue of Srila Prabhupada. I asked there, who is this? And then there was written as well, this is a Srila Prabhupada. And little bit I could come to know from them. And from there my journey started. Actually, I was in Pune at that time. I visited first time there in Pune temple. There is a Shishi Radha. Ras Bihari ji is there. Radha Kunja Bihari is there. Radha Kunja Bihari temple is there. So we went there, and like that, I got introduced to Srila Prabhupada, and then it started from there. Then there's one pastime that I recently heard from Loknath Maharaj in the morning. He's having his conference call. So in that he was saying that one day a disciple was asking to the Srila Prabhupada that in this lifetime, will I get a darshan of Sri Krishna along with Radharani? Will I get a darshan? So Srila Prabhupada, he answered to that question that actually the situation was like that. The whole class, he heard a class from Srila Prabhupada. He was just sitting and he was thinking, where should I ask this question or not? So he was thinking like that. His mind was not prepared to ask this question. Maybe Srila Prabhupada say, oh, what kind of question? So that's why he was kind of hesitating whether I should ask or not. Then Srila Prabhupada was going to his car, and he was almost seated in the car, and he's about to close his door. At that time, the devotee come and he asked, Srila Prabhupada, I have one question for you. Can I ask you? Then he said, okay, ask, go ahead. Then he said, Srila Prabhupada, will I in this lifetime get a darshan of Radha Krishna? So what Srila Prabhupada answered? He said, if you so desire. So our desires are very important, what we desire right now. Is really our desire is that? Yes, we have that desire, but at the same time, we have so many other desires as well. So Krishna fulfilled them first, because Krishna don't want to bind himself to ourselves, because we know Damodar Leela, you know. So mercy and effort, both factors are necessary. So Srila Prabhupada answered that to that devotee. And one more pastime, one devotee asked to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how can I please you? Then Srila Prabhupada answered that I established this movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to please me, then you should cooperate with each other with love and trust. If you can do so, then only you are pleasing me. So these are the words of Srila Prabhupada. So anyway, what happened, no matter. We are a devotee. We are in the same movement of ISKCON. We are great-grandfather is Srila Prabhupada, and we have to please him. Simple. So that's what Srila Prabhupada said, and that's the thing I want to say. And I want to say thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada, for coming in my life, sending your disciples as my Shiksha Guru, and so many Diksha Gurus are there. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for changing my life, my family's life. Thank you so much and giving me so many nice, all these God brothers, God sisters, and my so many devotee friends. And thank you for this conference call, because we are getting so much instruction and information just by sitting and dialing this phone number. So thank you so much, all the devotees. Thank you, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Priti Vilasini Mataji, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Thank you, Divya Manjiri Mataji, for sharing your information. Indu Mataji, are you there? I think Indu Mataji is gone now.
Yes, Mataji. Indu Mataji is not on the call, Mataji.
Nah, we missed her. Hare Krishna. So, it's... almost 9:15 now. So I just would like to say thanks to Srila Prabhupada, and today we will not have our Brajamandal Darshan Parikrama reading will not be there. So some other day we will try to cover the today's day also. So I just wanted to say thanks to Srila Prabhupada for giving us the purpose of life. Before that, before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was not knowing what is the purpose of life, and I was just doing whatever the general people they do. And if you ask any old people, why are you living? So they will just say that death is not coming, that's why we are living. So same situation with all karmi people. They don't have purpose to live, only just... want to do whatever the other people and enjoy, that's it. But Srila Prabhupada has given us a real life, and really thankful to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said that ISKCON is my body. When Srila Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. So when we say something to someone and we hurt people, and they stop coming to ISKCON, so that time it's really, you know, like a Srila... it's like we are hurting Srila Prabhupada. So for in the service of Srila Prabhupada, while serving Srila Prabhupada, we have to be very careful. We should not hurt devotees, and whatever happens in the moment, we should not feel like I got hurt. No, what are we? The service must go on, and we should not stop our service at any point of time. Service is the first priority of our life. See, we heard all the realizations from all the devotees and many, many pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. After hearing that, you will realize what Srila Prabhupada has given to us, and what do we have to give to Srila Prabhupada. We have nothing, no matter what we give, how much we give, is less. So, so whatever little service we are doing, just keep doing only on for only for pleasing Srila Prabhupada. So thank you very much, and thank you very much for joining Bhakti Sangha. Because of Srila Prabhupada, only we are here on Bhakti Sangha conference call. Yeah, so thank you so much. Anybody else like to share their realization? Tiffany Mataji? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your comments, Mataji, because I felt them very deeply. It is. I am so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us each other, for giving us the association of devotees. It's so very important to help us all grow in our Krishna consciousness. And so many of my feelings have already been expressed, because I have no words for how grateful I am to Srila Prabhupada. It is astounding to me, everything that he did to, you know, to start ISKCON and to bring Krishna consciousness to the West. I mean, I can't even, my mind doesn't even fully, you know, understand it. It's just amazing to me, and I'm so very grateful, because he saved all of our souls. You know, he brought us all of this wisdom and all of this knowledge, that if it were not for him, we would have remained in, you know, utter ignorance. So he saved us all, and I'm so, so very grateful. So thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Anybody else is remaining would like to say something? Preeti Mataji, would like to share your realization? Hare Krishna. Yeah, so nobody has anything to say. We can end the call now. Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, can I add one point to my homage, Mataji?
Yes, yes, Mataji.
Yeah, we know that we devotees read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita every day. So Satswarup Goswami Maharaj at the end of Leelamrita requested all the devotees to read Leelamrita as one of the most important book after reading all these three books. So we have to cultivate the habit of reading Leelamrita on each and every day, Mataji. We can read a para, a line, whatever is comfortable for us, Mataji. So this is my request to all the devotees who are present on the call, to make the habit of reading Leelamrita every day on regular basis, Mataji. That's it, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Subriya Mataji. Thank you so much for inspiring us for reading Prabhupada Leelamrita. Thank you so much. Let's pay our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Mancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. शील प्रभुपाद की जय. थैंक यू ऑल असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज.
थैंक यू.